Maybe you've come to this place in your life where you recognize, okay, I have anxiety, I'm struggling. My mind gets bogged down so easily through overwhelm, feeling like I can't cope well, I get distracted, my brain is foggy, and it just feels like you're all over the place. But the next question is maybe that you're asking is it related to my menstrual cycle or not? And maybe anxiety is kind of just this constant through your life, but then it does get worse during your premenstrual phase, or there's different times of the month when it's worse, but you're not 100% sure. So today I'm going to, you're not 100% sure if it's related to your cycle, just clarify that. Today I'm going to give three tips and ways to start tracking your cycle to see if your anxiety symptoms are related to your cycle, or if it's kind of throughout the whole month, or maybe it is throughout the whole month, but it amplifies. But these are just three suggestions that you can start doing, and it's going to help you figure that out just a little bit more, whether it's related to your cycle or not. Okay, let's do it. Is the anxiety you get the week before your period feeling too much? Are you just wanting more calm and peace in your mind so that you can feel quote-unquote normal again? If this sounds familiar, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to Premenstrual Anxiety Solutions, a holistic and faith-based podcast for women with premenstrual anxiety. I'm Loren, a nurse, reflexologist, Jesus follower, mom, and PMDD warrior. My mission is to help you navigate the turbulence of premenstrual anxiety through things like understanding your cycle, grounding your identity in God, hearing stories from other women, learning nutrition hacks, and so much more, so that you can have more peace and calm in your life. So, if you're ready to get on up from under your duvet, been there, and start this journey together, I encourage you to keep listening. Let's get started. Okay, so three suggestions for starting to track your cycle and your symptoms to know whether or not anxiety is related to your menstrual cycle or not. And so those three suggestions are: one, write your symptoms down; two, stay curious; and three, use an app. So for myself, I've had periods where, like not periods, but seasons in my life where anxiety has kind of been more of a constant. It hasn't necessarily only been related to my premenstrual phase, but then there's been other times when it has really been like very much so tied to my premenstrual phase, and it's like, okay, I'm getting my period soon, like holy moly, this is like revved up. And I do talk about my story in episode 24. You can go back and have a listen, and I do talk about some of those seasons where it's like every month, holy moly, or like every however many days, it's like everything is in question and wondering like what's true, what's false. So I feel like it's just different seasons in our lives that we encounter symptoms differently. But if you're just trying to figure that out of like what is or where is my anxiety falling? Is it before my cycle? Is it throughout the whole month? These three tips are gonna help you jump into that and start tracking your cycle if you're not already. And tracking your symptoms. So number one that I said is start writing them down. And this can be in a journal. It can be on your calendar. Honestly, right now I'm just writing numbers and things on our calendar. So if anyone were to come over and be like, what's all those numbers? And it says my period. Period, got my period. So everyone will know when I got my period, whoever comes over for supper, which is great. So write it down somewhere. So if that's, yeah, in a journal, have a pen close by that journal so you can just grab both and write down what you're feeling that day. And I'm not just saying like in your premenstrual phase, but like all cycle long. So as soon as you get your period, it's like, okay, day one, I'm bleeding. Okay, what am I feeling? And you can add in your physical symptoms too, obviously. This is more just like to track the mental health symptoms that you're experiencing. So write them down, and it can be whatever is the easiest place to write it. And it doesn't have to be like a whole page about your symptoms. It can just be like, yeah, I felt overwhelmed today, or I noticed I was overanalyzing things a little bit more than normal, or I felt really good, I felt confident, I could do things a lot easier than the rest of the month. So that's going to be my first suggestion. Just write it down, keep it simple. And that flows into number two, stay curious. I know when we're trying to figure out our cycles and kind of fix something that's going on. So in this case, if it's like premenstrual anxiety, we just want to fix it. And if like something comes up that is like, that doesn't fall into the normal time, or it should be around this time. And then we can get discouraged, and it's almost like we're blaming our body. And it's like, no, you're supposed to do this properly and do this better. I know for myself, like when my cycles have been really long, I get like, and I've had ovulation bleeds before where I thought that was my period. And I was like, oh, that wasn't too long of a cycle. That's great. And then it's like, oh no, that was just an ovulation bleed. Okay, here we go. Another 2 weeks before I get my period. And it's discouraging because I felt like, okay, I thought I was doing all the things right that were going to help shorten my cycles or keep them a little bit, yeah, keep them shorter, and I get discouraged. And so currently, like postpartum, after getting my period like a month and a half ago-ish, I'm not sure how long it is, but I'm trying to stay curious and not beating myself up or beating up my body mentally if it's not doing what I was hoping it would do. And so, yeah, like even this last cycle I don't know if it was my period or an ovulation bleed. And so I'm kind of just in this limbo of like, was that day one or is that day 26? I am not really sure. And so I'm really trying to stay curious right now and just give my body space to figure out what it needs to figure out and be okay with that. I think especially with menstrual health stuff, things take a long time to heal. What took a long time to get to a point or a place of like not normal and dysfunction and imbalance, it often takes a lot of the same time to kind of undo it and get to this place of balance and calm and where you're not riding this roller coaster. So anyway, so that's number two, is just stay curious with what is going on with your body, and that can tie in with number one. So if you're kind of in this day of like, oh, like what is going on with me right now? Like just tune in and kind of be a little fly on the wall to your own body, to your own mind, and just write it down and allow it, excuse me, allow it to be normalized and be okay with it and have this acceptance of what is going on and what your body is doing in that moment. The third point is you can use different apps. And so honestly, if I just like Google best cycle tracking apps, there's a few that have come up. So I'm guessing some of these have like paid options, but a lot of ones I've used some, and honestly I haven't stayed super consistent with it. It's mostly been writing stuff down that's been useful for me. And especially my husband and I were just trying to get off our phones more. And so if it's things like this that like tie me to my phone, then I'm less likely to do it. So, but yeah, just doing a quick Google, like flow ovulation, I guess flow health is probably similar. And there's like Clue, things like that, and probably just a whole bunch that are out there. If you go into, I have Google Play, but like maybe Apple Play, I don't know what the Apple equivalent is. So, and you can just read them. One thing that I would be wary of that I've heard from a lot of other people is just be aware of the privacy policy for these different apps. Some of them, they collect your information and then they give it to like pharmaceutical companies and things like that. And it's like, oh, okay, that's weird. So just be aware of that. And I can't speak to that of like which ones do that and which ones don't. So just do a little reading if you're concerned about that. But that can also be a good option. And once you kind of get into a routine with an app, it'll start giving you notifications of like, oh, you're going to ovulate. And that might be a little bit more related to fertility. And if you are interested in fertility and like tracking your cycles for the purpose of having a baby, obviously with this podcast, that's not really the primary focus. But if you are interested in that, there's a great podcast called For the Love of Hormones by Becca Yan. And she talks all about that. It's also from a Christian perspective. So, and she gets into like the nitty gritty of fertility awareness. And I'm hoping to have her on the podcast at some point and we can kind of have more conversations about menstrual health and all of that. But yeah, these apps will kind of start cueing you of like, okay, you're ovulating, time to go kind of deal. So, but then at the same time, sometimes they're not quite in alignment with your cycle. And so then it's like number of days off. Like I found that with myself of like having really long cycles that sometimes is like, no, I don't think that's right. And so anyway, so it's just like, it's an option. It might not be like perfect, but it's an option. And it's a place where you can kind of put all your symptoms, have them live somewhere. And then you can start seeing the patterns. Like after you've been doing it for a few months, you can start seeing the patterns of like, okay, yeah, like I do have anxiety on this day. But then at like day 17 of my cycle, holy moly, like that was like really heightened. And you can start just making connections and links. And then that kind of leads into other practices and other habits and how you can work through that. And that's really, again, what the purpose of this podcast is for, is just like having this awareness of our bodies and having grace for our bodies, a curiosity, and trying to figure out how do we work through that anxiety, that overwhelm, right in the middle of the premenstrual phase where it's just like overload and having a hard time coping and doing the things that you know you need to do and want to do, but you're just feeling that barrier. And that's kind of like the tree focus, like I talked about in episode 1, and that's just like, it's right there. And we have to like figure out how to work through that as well. But then like you take the overview and it's like, well, what are we doing all cycle long? What is the forest approach? What are we doing that's going to help relieve that anxiety or decrease it? Something that you're doing like a week before you get your premenstrual phase. So it's all these habits and being aware of what's going on in our body. And a great place to start with that is through cycle tracking. So those are the three tips I have for you. So number one, again, is brain fart. What is number one? Write things down. Write down your symptoms, wherever that the best place is for that. Number two is stay curious and really just have grace for your body. And number three is, if you want, use an app and use your phone, and it's going to help keep track of things for you as well. So you can start with those three tips, and maybe you have other tips, and I'd love to hear from you of what has worked for you. You can come join me in the Facebook group that I have, Premenstrual Anxiety Solutions, and we can keep going with this conversation. So hopefully this information helps you, and you can start tracking a little bit better. All right, have a great day. That's it for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you have a friend who would benefit from hearing this episode or podcast, send it their way. And if this helped or encouraged you, I would love it if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps get this golden information into the right ears and is really the best way for you to say thank you. When you leave me a review, I'll also share it right on the podcast. Lastly, please know that this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to take the place of your primary care provider. By listening, you are agreeing to the full disclaimer linked in the show notes. All right, take care, friend.